Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 21st of February 2024. Today's topic is Elisha Succeeds Elijah. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 15 through 21. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Verse 18. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? Verse 21. And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 19. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him. To succeed someone means you are next after the person. In our study today, we are dealing with two major prophets, Elijah and Elisha. As Elijah's prophetic ministry was ending, Elisha became his able servant and eventually succeeded him. According to the third president of America, Thomas Jefferson, nothing is more incumbent on the old than to know when they should get out of the way and relinquish to younger successors the honor they can no longer earn and the duties they can no longer perform. Elijah was a great prophet and performed 14 miracles, including prophecies, during his ministry. However, he started complaining to God, as he seemed to be the only one serving him, while Israel had turned onto idolatry. God had to appoint a wealthy farmer, Elisha, to succeed him. God cares for his weary disciples. Elisha served well as a prophet and got the double portion of Elijah's anointing that he requested for by doing 28 miracles. Beloved, be spiritually, academically, and morally prepared to succeed your leaders in all walks of life. Quote for the day. God cares for his weary disciples. The challenge for today is, like Elisha, be ready when the mantle falls on you. Prayer. Holy Father, make me a vessel fit for your use, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.